Welcome to this episode of SEMO Spotlight, where we speak with Brooke DeArmond, the Associate Director of International Student Services and International Education and Services. DeArmond was recognized by the Association of International Educators via the 2025 Region 4 Superstar Award. Go ahead and introduce yourself if you don't mind.
I'm Brooke DeArmond. I am the Associate Director of International Education and Services. I oversee the International Student Services Unit, and I'm here today to talk about being the Region 4 Superstar for NAFSA, which is our Association of International Educators. So,
awesome. Welcome to the studio today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Could you explain a little bit more about where that award comes from and the organization it's kind of coming from?
Yeah. So NAFSA, which actually long back when stands for National Association of Foreign Student Advisors, but now it's more than that. So they just call it the Association of International Education because it's all encompassing, not just international students. It's students going abroad and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So places like the colleagues in my office and the universities, we hold membership into this sort of association. They're kind of our ombudsman for the government and, you know, and lots of things, provide lots of resources for us, but give us our training for various things, especially for our advisors who advise on legal status. They provide a lot of resources for that. Or if something's just going down in the government and we want to have a voice in the government, they are our key players, and they have lobbyists within the government, and they just do wonderful things. They're all over the world. So anyways, we have national and international conferences to go to, but also regional conferences. That's where this award came from. We are in Region 4, but our last meeting, our last regional conference was in St. Charles, Missouri a few weeks ago. So we were lucky enough to be nearby and got to go to that. But yeah, every conference always gives out awards and have, you know, maybe five awards that they award. But people have the ability to nominate. And so lo and behold, my coworker Haley in the Office of International Education Services, she nominated me, you know, to much of my surprise. The award goes on down the line to various committee members who are from everywhere, you know, and they read through the nominations. And yeah, and so surprisingly, and I was shocked when they called my name at the conference, but
yeah, that leads me into kind of the follow-up to that. What does that mean to you to be, you know, nominated by your peers and to get an award like this?
So it meant everything to me. You know, first of all, so grateful for Haley for doing that. And she's very special to me. She's very special to that office. And so to have somebody like her nominate me and kind of and recognize what I do, you know, that was really cool. So that to me was like what's ultimately special is that personal connection and somebody you personally know nominating you. But then I do have these peers that I have known for 10 years at other schools and work with them closely. To me, they are the experts and they are the people that I look to and I ask questions of. So for them to be serving on that committee who were actually choosing the award recipients, you know, that was huge. And for me, that was, it was very validating, you know, and,
right,
but also very humbling and just like, oh my goodness. That award is probably the top award for the region, and so it is the superstar because they have other little award categories too. So to get that sort of award just meant so much to me, and now I know what it means to the university as well because I had people nominated from Creighton and, you know, these big name universities, and so to come out on top really is an individual award. It doesn't matter what university you work for, it's somebody recognizing your individual contributions to the entire field. So,
I do always like to open the floor to my guests. Is there anything that you'd like to highlight or talk about?
One thing that I really enjoy seeing on campus is especially when there are events where our domestic students and our international students are getting to interact. I really truly think that our international village is a kind of a diamond in the rough for the university. We are able to host phenomenal programs at the international village, and it's one of those things like I wish more domestic students especially knew more about it and what
right,
we're doing over there. But anytime I see the domestic students showing up to those events, it just does my heart good because it's one thing for the international students to be coming here to get their education, but the bigger point and the bigger picture of why this all started to begin with is to change the worldview, right? And
right,
we start with our domestic students here, especially those who here in, you know, Southeast Missouri who don't have the chance, you know, to venture out in that much. Especially when you're 18, 19 years old, it's very rare that you've had that kind of intercultural opportunity. We want all of our students to be SEMO students and
right,
talking to each other and opening eyes, you know. And so because of my own experiences, we're doing the best that we can to try to intertwine those domestic students and our, you know, faculty and staff as well with those students. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. I think that's all the time I have for today. Thank you so much for coming and speaking with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of CMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.